Today, we begin Season 3 of Veterans Voices, stories about local military veterans produced by student veterans at Wright State University. Last year, NPR Veterans correspondent Quill Lawrence visited Wright State to talk to students about his experiences as a war correspondent. He spoke with Marine Corps veteran and Wright State student Jeremy Dobbins of Springfield about what they have in common.
What drew you into being a war correspondent to begin with?
I guess, yeah, I was probably looking for the most intense human experiences to document. And 9/11 happened, and for reporters of my generation or who were in the game in 2001, this was it. This was our chance to make a contribution, and this was going to be the most intense reporting era of my life. Like you, I imagine part of joining the Marines was that your country's at war, and this is going to define your generation, and are you going to be one of the guys who said, okay, I'm going to go do that?
Yeah. It's one of those things, I'm 18 or I'm 19. There's a war going on. They're rallying the banners type thing. Like, that's what you do. For a lot of people, it's kind of a family ordeal, the military. Like, my grandfather was in World War II. My great-great-grandfather was in World War I. I have an uncle.
The military has become something, a family tradition for almost this warrior caste in the U.S. because of the way the military was kicked off of Ivy League campuses, and because there hasn't been a draft, it does end up being this small portion of our society that goes and bears the burden and feels the pain and has the experience to really know and talk about what went on over there. And that's really scary to me, that we're a country that can have a 10-year war and really have it not touch so many people.
The world's a lot more connected, but at the same time, you can be a lot more insulated too. It's easy to do in our culture.
Yeah, yeah. Communities are very, very different.
Yeah, yeah. The lands with social media, like some of the veterans groups online, that the new VFW hall being on the internet is really pretty true. I'm a part of a few different veterans things on social media, and I don't go to a VFW hall in person, but flip through my smartphone and catch up on stuff. And it's really sad because a lot of the times, you get on there and it's always, pictures of people who've been committing suicide recently and things like that. But at the same time, the world around me is more connected. It's insulated at the same time. Even that kind of stuff, I feel like, is a little bit insulated to that community. Is the only one really paying attention to it and feeling the burden of it.
One of the things that motivates me with this beat is reporting on the true cost of war in broken homes, bodies, and hearts. It really just goes on forever, the cost of war.
The issues that older vets talk about, a lot of them are the exact same thing that I've gone through or people I know have gone through. For instance, trying to reestablish family connections or the way they deal with things. Have you noticed anything like that, anything that transcends generations?
Absolutely. I think it goes back to Achilles in the Trojan War. And the point is very clear that war has always done this. It's always damaged people in long and lasting ways. And I feel like, I don't know if we're doomed to keep repeating history where, and I'm not saying war is always wrong, I don't know that, but it does seem like war is often started without an appreciation of the cost.
Have you encountered much resistance from interviewing veterans and whatnot, being a part of the media?
With veterans, I don't get that much pushback. I think it helps to have been over there in some of the same places. And also, I find that vets really often do want to tell their stories, and no one's asked because people are too uncomfortable to ask. They don't know how to ask. They don't think it'll be well received. I often find myself sitting down and chatting with people, and they're telling me these incredible stories, and they've never told anyone. They haven't told their dad. They haven't told their brother the story. And it's often because no one asked them.
That was NPR Veterans correspondent Quill Lawrence, interviewed by Marine Corps veteran and Wright State student Jeremy Dobbins. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. The series is supported in part by a grant from the Jacob G. Schmidlap Trust's Fifth Third Bank trustee.